Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Excited that you're here with us this morning. We certainly look forward to the events and activities of this blessed morning. Today, our theme is your successes in your obedience and sacrifice. We've got a very powerful speaker that will be bringing us a sermonette this morning at the appropriate time. But we want to go ahead this morning and begin to get started, because we've got a lot to cover this morning, and we're so excited. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Scripture tells us. So I want to go ahead and get started this morning without delay and say good morning to everyone on the line. We're so glad that you're here. You still have time to invite someone to this morning's program. I know it's quite early for some of you all, and probably earlier for others, because we have people that tune in from across the, not only the United States, but across the world. So to get up early is getting up early to have a worship session with God this morning. So we're so grateful for that. We not only welcome you, but our purpose this morning is Miracle Prayer Day. If you are in need of a miracle, and I mean, we know that it's a miracle that you're hearing here under the sound of my voice. We know that that's a miracle, because God has spared your life for some reason, and likely for his purpose. So we want to make certain that we don't take these things for granted, that God has awakened us this morning. And when we're asked to be on various programs for God to, whether it's to sing or to offer a prayer or a testimony or be a prayer warrior, I see those things as being an honor. I see those things as being an honor when we're online and you have to call, you know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So the thing is, we have to, you know, be mindful that God is calling us to do certain things. So if you have a talent. Okay, so we're having to know that I just got a phone call that interrupted me. I'm sorry, you all. So we know that we're being called to do something for God, and I believe that we need to give our very best when we're called to do something for God. So. Many people say they've got to hesitate when they're called upon. But what if God hesitated? What if he hesitated to wake you up? What if he hesitated that when you have a voice to sing and God just says, okay, you won't sing for me. So, okay, we'll just, you know, shut the voice down. What if you're called to give a testimony and you don't want to do it because it's not, you feel it's not convenient for you. It's not for me. It's not for others who may call upon you. God is asking you to do something. If you're asked, you know, he's calling upon you to do something that will likely prove to be a blessing to someone else, to be a blessing to someone else. And see, you know, everyone has talents and gifts that God has given us. So it may mean that, like, you don't want to hear me sing on the show, but you know, if I have to speak on the show, I will, because singing is not my talent. But, you know, if you're asking me, and I'm telling you that is not my area, then perhaps I can introduce someone who has a voice, you know. But, you know, when it comes to God's program, because we don't oftentimes know who we're blessing out there. We just don't. We don't. We're thinking, oh, this program is successful, but everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and Dr. Martin Luther King said that. And so that's what we're looking for. So purpose, our purpose, we need to know, even if we're not certain of our purpose, when you do something to lift or direct people to God, your purpose will come to you. When you have that relationship with Him, your purpose will come to you. So we welcome you all this morning, and we stand out with knowing His purpose, you know, for your life as you make good connection and communication with Him. This time, Principal LeBron is not feeling well. She's under the weather this morning. That's who called me. Her voice is just completely out this morning, and we're going to be praying for her today, as she has clearly indicated that she's not feeling well. All right, so today is Miracle Prayer Day, and so she'll be back online, I can assure you, to give us a testimony on how God blessed her to get through this. All right, we're going to go now to Sister Andrea Anderson to give us our opening prayer this morning. Sister Sanderson, thank you.
Merciful Father, we thank you for this day, for the host of the show, for the participants. Bless us abundantly today. Give us a sense of purpose. Give us a knowledge of who you are. Give us a sense of ministry, a message of healing, and a complete understanding of what it's like to be a true believer. Give us strength throughout this day. Help this program to be a success. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
And thank you so very much for that, Sister Sanderson. We certainly do appreciate your getting up early as well. We're going to, in just a moment, we're going to have our scripture reading and the interpretation this morning by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, which will be followed by, we're looking for Brother Nigel Laidlow, who's scheduled to do special music for us this morning. We don't see him in the queue. If you are, press 1. That would certainly help us to identify you, Brother Laidlow. If you would be so kind to press 1, so we'll know that you're online. All right, this time we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and have our scripture reading and the interpretation by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. Dr. Ritchie, good morning.
Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. So our scripture this morning is taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So our focus point is Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for him? So we see in John chapter 3, verse 16, that Jesus gave up his life to save ours. That is the ultimate sacrifice. Have you ever given up your life to save another? Jesus also gave up his divinity to become man. He was equal with God, but he was willing to become equal with man. Jesus also gave up his place in heaven. He had to come down to earth in order for us to be saved. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We should be willing to give up self and present our bodies or dedicate ourselves for God's service. We are not going to do it to gain brownie points, but we will do it because we love him. referring back to John chapter 3, verse 16, God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What are you willing to sacrifice for Jesus? Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Dr. Ritchie. We certainly do appreciate that. What are we willing to sacrifice? Let's see if we have Brother Nigel Laidlaw on the line. Brother Laidlaw, do we have you here?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
Hello?
Morning. He's going to bless our hearts this morning with a song of special music this morning. So, Brother Laidlaw, we are certainly looking forward to your message, your musical ministry.
Yes, good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. What a privilege it is to rise early and spend time with God, especially with my fellow brethren and sisters. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking, for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well, and never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So my friends, if the things of this world leave you hunger, a hunger that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you. If you need to him and humbly pray, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord,
come and quench the thing of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and save me whole. Fill it up, fill it up and make me.
Amen. Amen. Take my cup and fill it and make me hold. Brother Nigel, we certainly do appreciate your music, and we will come back to you later for the song of meditation. Thank you so very much. All right, this time we're going to welcome Sister Evans for our focal point this morning. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for him? And it will be in line, of course, with our theme of today and with what also Dr. Ritchie has presented with us. Good morning, Ms. Evans. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, Lady Land. Father God, as we are about to get in the Word, we just ask for the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts, let it be receptive, and our minds alert. In Jesus' name we pray as we do this presentation. As Dr. Walker described the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, what are we sacrificing for him? What I came up with is the question could reasonably be asked, why did God institute the sacrificial system in the first place? Why require from men what was inadequate and indifferent and inefficient? Different answers may be offered, but the earlier quotation from Hebrew indicates that we needed to be educated about sin and sacrifice in order to appreciate the ultimate sacrifice of Christ. And that ultimate sacrifice of Christ, animal sacrifice, was inadequate for several reasons. Each animal sacrifice was involuntarily immoral and qualitatively different from the sinner on those behalf, on whose behalf it was offered. Rather, an appropriate sacrifice must be fully human in value of and capacity. At the same time, the sacrifice needed to be spotless and unblemished, which disqualifies all of us because of the utter depravity of the human heart. Romans 3:23. The Bible reveals that the pagan nation of Canaan engaged in this deplorable practice, but God denounced it as abhorrent in his sight. Deuteronomy 12:23-31. In the story of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis chapter 22, God tested Abraham's devotion to the limit, but would not allow the sacrifice of Isaac. The lessons of this instructive passage are manifold. The close relationship of a father and son at the place of sacrifice is coupled with a dramatic vision of substitution. Abraham's faith that God would provide for himself a sacrifice was realized in a ram caught in a thicket and offered instead of Isaac. It is in Abraham's presence word to Isaac. God will provide for himself a lamb, Genesis 22:8. That the solution is found. Jesus Christ came as the Lamb of God. The Father and the Son met at the place of sacrifice, and in this case, the Son was the sacrifice we needed. The Lord Jesus Christ not only met every qualification necessary in order to be an acceptable sacrifice for sin, but in his death, legitimized the animal sacrifice of the Old Testament, which pictured his once for all work in Calvary. Romans 3:25. It was genuinely human, and yet at the same time infused all he needed, all he did, with eternal worth. Since he was equally God, he was in every way a moral being, having complete knowledge of God, of good and evil, and though in every point tempted as we are, remained with sin, without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Furthermore, his desire to be the perfect substitute for sinners is described in Hebrews 10. He willingly came into the world to perform this service and hereby offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Hebrews 10:12. As a result, by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Because Christ's sacrifice on the cross has forever sanctified God with respect to the sin of his people, there is no longer any other sin offering he accepted. Just like the Israelite who came to the altar with animal sacrifice, we must lay our hands in Christ, identifying ourselves with him as our substitute, there through whom we are acceptable before God. Ephesians 1:6-7. Any other offering will be rejected, like Cain's, inadequate. The responsibility of us as believers, those who have already trusted Christ, is to approach God boldly in faith. In the sacrifice of Christ, the distant sin put between us and God has been removed. We are therefore to enjoy right now a living relationship with God, which will carry on beyond death into eternity. As believers, we should show our appreciation for what Christ has done and the blessings into which we have been brought by engaging in the other form, of sacrifice noted in the instruction. The true denial of self for the benefit of others is patterned after enabled by the sacrifice of Christ, but can never add to it. We are called to present our bodies, our lives, in sacrifice to the service of God and his interest. Romans 12, verse 1. We are to bring to God our worship, praise, and possessions as sacrifice, which pleases Him. Hebrews 13:15-16. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that focal point. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for Him? Ms. Evans, we certainly always appreciate your commentary on our focal points. And thank you so very much for that. Now as we move on, we're going to go right now to Sister Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette, who will bring us our first testimony for the morning, our first testimony for this morning. Good morning, Poet Rosette.
Good morning. Yes, I know that that it's so good to be able to talk to the Lord and know that the plans and desires that you have, that God can bring them to pass. One of my really good friends in Jacksonville was planning an 18th birthday debut for her daughter, and she wanted me to be a part of it. And I was telling her that I was in a big move, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have time. But I told her, I wouldn't say no yet. I would just, pray about it, and I will see, if the Lord really wants me to come, He'll give me the words and He'll provide a way, because there were a few things going on and I hadn't even completely unpacked my car yet. But I see how God moved. He provided some time for me to be able to do a poem. And then in addition to that, He even sent a friend of mine who said, I'll drive my car. And so that being said, it was like I had no excuse to not say yes, because the Lord worked out all the details. And I just want to praise Him for that. And I want to share briefly the poem that I shared there. And I was saying that I feel like, it was such a blessing last Saturday night. And I wish that every young woman I know can experience that, because it was just so encouraging. And I remember even they had something called 18 candles, and it was where each woman went up and gave a word of wisdom as far as what they felt that she needed, to a piece of advice for womanhood. And then after that, they lit a candle. And I thought that was amazing, having people speak into your life or give you words of wisdom to know how to navigate womanhood. So I'm going to share the poem with you guys. Good evening, debutante John Lee and guests. According to a wise man, there's a time for everything under the sun. We are gathered here to celebrate you and have fun. About 10 years ago, I remember going to New York on vacation. Sister Susie, John Lee's grandmother, offered to take us on the ferry to see the Statue of Liberty. At the time, my thoughts of John Lee as a little girl were, she is energetic, sweet, and carefree. We had such a wonderful time that day. It's great when you're with a guide who knows the way. Since then, you have continued to grow in a positive way with each birthday. John Lee, you are in good company with so many beautiful, smart, and strong people tonight. I am happy to be here to be a part of an event that has you in the spotlight. Time passes. So let's fast forward to last year when I got a call from you. The message you left help me to get a snapshot of the present you. When I called back, I found out that you had decided to go on a mission trip to Peru. You stated your name clearly, told me that you had gotten my number from your mother and that I should call you. After I listened to your message, my first thought was, she is articulate. Keep growing in wisdom and your life will be great. Wow, I feel that you are excelling at everything you put your mind, hand, and heart to, whether it's school, instruments, or helping people less fortunate than you. John Lee, the Lord has promised to give you the desires of your heart, and as a result, so many of your dreams will come true. Based on so many accomplishments, I can tell that you have accepted the call to be the best woman you can be. Note the loving environment that you have grown up in with immediate school, band, and church family. All of these influences have helped you to mature all around, professionally and compassionately. Wait. Also, remember that you were knitted together in your mother's womb by a loving God who takes care of people, animals, the land and sea. He knew that you would be the baby of your immediate family. Our Maker has a unique purpose and plan for each of us, you see. Let's clap and cheer for a beautiful young woman with great character, John Lee.
Okay, amen. Thank you for that, Port Rosette. Thank you so very much for your brief testimony. All right, we're going to go ahead with our programming this morning and continue, that is. And we're going to have our first prayer warrior this morning, Sister Kim Lee Wong. So we're going to ask you all that. We're going to open up the lines over here, and we'll take about three prayer requests, Sister Kim Lee Wong, this morning. And you will please give her your name clearly, your name clearly. Please speak slowly and clearly for her to write it down, and your prayer request. If you are interceding, having a request to intercede for someone, we're going to ask that you once again give your name clearly, and from there you're going to give the party's name that you're asking for special prayer for. And then she'll be able to write this information down as she takes on three prayer warriors. You want to press 1 on your dial if you do want to have a prayer request. Those of you who all have already pressed 1, that's part of the program. We have you already open. So others who do have a special prayer request, we're going to open up the phone lines for you at this time. Good morning, this is Kim Lee Wong.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Go ahead.
And as we begin to pray this morning, whatever the Lord has impressed upon your heart to request prayer for, you may go ahead and offer your request for this time.
Okay, I'm asking for prayer for Sister, my co-host who is with me on Saturday mornings. Principal LeBron, she's not feeling well this morning. Her voice is out. So we're asking for a special prayer for Principal LeBron this morning that God will restore her voice and her health. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Next.
Good morning, Sister Kim. This is Jasmine. Please pray for my family as we're grieving the loss of a family member.
Mercy.
Thank you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Lorenzo. I'm over here by northern Georgia. I want you to have a prayer request for all the people that lost everything in that intense storm that came through North Georgia. Demolish their homes, everything. And I want you to pray for those families that lost everything in North Georgia and give them the strength to rebuild and go forth. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father, we want to thank you so much that you have given us instructions. You told us to take everything to the Lord in prayer. You said, Father, that we should rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and continue instant in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to praise you this morning for this opportunity that we've been given. One more day, Lord, to call upon your name. Father, I praise you for my brothers and sisters on the line. I praise you for their hearts of compassion towards those that at this moment, Lord, may not be feeling well, may have lost, Lord, that are grieving the loss of loved ones. Father, you know everything about each and every one that's bowed here before you. And Father, we have come together this morning because you have called us. You said we should fail not to assemble ourselves. And Lord, we know that you said there's power when we come together in corporate prayer. So Heavenly Father, as I intercede on behalf of your children, I ask you, Lord, that you will forgive me of my sins. I claim 1 John 1:9. It says, Father, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So here we are this morning. Father, I want to intercede on behalf of your dear daughter, Principal LeBron, who, Lord, was supposed to be on this morning but is not feeling well. Lord, we know that the enemy of our souls, Lord, he's rampant. He is angry, Father, when anything that we have to do, Lord, to bring glory and honor to your name, Father, is planned. And he uses, dear Father, all of his might and power, Lord, to dissuade us from doing the things that you desire for us to do. And I want to thank you for her life. I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for her voice returning. I want to thank you, Lord, that right now you are filling her, dear Father God. You're cleansing her, Lord, that you are healing her body, Lord God. Father, I ask you that you will cover her in the blood. Apply the merits of the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for your daughter. Right now, Heavenly Father, may she feel a release in her voice. May she feel well enough, Lord, that she may even, Lord God, be able to attend church this morning. If it's that where she's unable to go to church, Lord, I pray, Father, that she will experience total healing and restoration right now in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Father, for all that you have done, how you've led in her life, all of the plans that you have for her, Lord God, that has been realized, and Lord, the work that you have called her to do for you. So we're praising you. I praise you, Father, also, Lord, for Dr. Walker that has presented this request. And, Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless this ministry, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, this morning for Sister Jasmine. Lord, you know you impressed upon my heart this morning to pray for this family. And, Lord, I just want to ask you that you will send your healing balm, Lord. Your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, I pray that you will instill them with your light of peace, an atmosphere of light and peace, that they may feel your presence, feel your comfort. Know, Almighty God, that in spite of, Lord, the enemy's plans, Lord, Father, that you desire for us, Lord God, to be comforted in time of loss. Lord, you know the family member that has passed. You know everything about this individual, Lord. You know this family, and I ask you, Lord, if you will just surround them, Lord, and give them your peace, give them your comfort. May they mourn, Lord, with hope of knowing, Father, that soon and very soon, you said, death and dying will be put at rest. There will be an end to it, Lord. There will be no more death, no more dying, no more crying, Lord. And so, Father, I ask you that you will continue, Lord, to comfort their hearts and continue, Lord, to grow them, draw them closer and closer to you as they experience this time of pain, Father. Lord, I just ask you that you will just be with each and every one of them, Lord, be Sister Bates, Sister Jasmine, her family, Sister Claudia, Lord, their children, Lord God, all of the siblings, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bless. Continue, Father God, to make whole. Lord, I also lift up before you your dear son, Lorenzo, who is presented this request this morning for the families, Lord, that have lost all they have due to the storm. Lord, you know this location, Father. Nothing takes you by surprise.
And because, Lord, we know that nothing takes you by surprise, Father, we are committing these families in your care. We're asking you, Lord, to be the restorer, to, Lord, give them back the things that they have lost, Lord. But, Lord, more so, Father, I pray that this experience, Lord, will have drawn each and every one of them closer to you, Lord, recognizing, Lord, in spite of losing all, in spite of their, Father God, this natural disaster, Lord, that you are still on the throne. And, Lord, I ask you that you will provide for them. You will protect them, Lord. You will draw them closer to you. You will give them a praise on their lips in spite of what they've lost, Lord. We want to give you praise, Father, because, Father, we know that soon and very soon, Jesus, who you said will come, he spoke, he said he will come and not tarry. And so, Lord, I pray that you will draw us all back to the altar. Lord, that we will surrender all and be broken before you as we have been called as intercessors to cry and to sigh, to lift up our voices like a trumpet. Lord, thank you for this opportunity this morning. I thank you and I praise you. And I ask you, Lord, to go before us, go behind us, go beside us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kim Lee Wong. You know, as she was praying that prayer, it came into my spirit how this program and other programs that may be similar, even our church services, these are God's programs. And that prayer was such a blessing because it reminded me that, you know, yeah, God has given me an assignment to launch this program, but everyone that comes on to participate or give a commentary, you're also doing something to elevate and enrich God. So that prayer, it came into my spirit to just thank everyone because you're making a difference in someone's life when you give a testimony. You're blessing someone. Even if some people may not get anything from what you presented in your testimony, but someone, all it takes is one. You know, we're told that the angels rejoice in heaven when one person is baptized, when one person gives their heart to Christ. So whatever you're presenting, let me tell you, you're doing this to lift the name of Jesus. And I just feel good about that you're doing this for him in his presence. And so whether that's a testimony, an opening scripture, you're giving it the best to God because you're lifting him up. So that came into my spirit as Sister Kim Lee Wong was praying that prayer, that God is grateful when people lift him up, because when you lift him up, scripture tells us, he will draw men unto him. And men, by men we mean mankind, men and women unto him. So thank you for that. And keep in mind that even the slightest thing that you're doing, because only what you do for Christ will last. So when you're presenting, even if it's just the focal point, like Sister Evans gives us, whatever you're doing, it can be, it seems like it's so small, but you're contributing to this mission to lift someone up, because you all may not realize the number of calls I get, the text messages, the emails, social media, of how people are being blessed. I mean, even Brother Lorenzo, who presented this morning that prayer request to pray for those who've lost everything. And when he came on, he was invited by another co-host, and he's been faithful on all of these shows. And he's excited. And when he comes on, he gives a thought. And let me tell you, it's just powerful. I'm blessed also by every commentary that people give. And it's like, God, thank you. Thank you for this person. Thank you so much. All right, let me stop talking so much because we're running out of time already. We're going to have our next testimony by this lady who needs no real introduction ever. Her name speaks for itself, Bright, that is. And we're just so happy, and I look forward to her testimony as well this morning, because a couple of weeks ago, her and her husband had COVID, and I told her, I believe on the air, that you would be able to testify in 2 weeks. And that's not counting on what I know. It's what I, well, in a way it's what I know, but it's what God puts into my spirit because I know how great God is, just as you all do. So good morning, Sister Bright. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Sabbath. It's another day the Lord has made. We're gonna rejoice and be glad in it. And thank you, Dr. Jesse. As you said, your show is a gift from God that he has anointed you to do. And anyone that comes, like you said, only what you do for Christ will last. And anyone that comes on your show and anyone that is doing things that are pleasing to the Lord, it puts a target on our back. So we just have to continue to pray and keep each other lifted up. I want to hop onto my testimony. And my testimony is, yes, we had COVID the week of Christmas, but God is indeed good. I am here. I am healthy. I am well in Jesus' name. And my testimony is, actually, I've survived the two C's, cancer and COVID. And my testimony is I go to the Cancer Treatment Center every year for my follow-up because that's a part of when you have cancer, you have to go for your follow-ups. When you first get diagnosed, I had to go every 3 months. Then I would go every 6 months. And then after 5 years, you would go once a year. So this year, God is good. I am approaching my 7th year. So last year, at the end of the year, my appointment was in November. And when I got in there to, you know, it's a series of blowing drugs and drawing the blood and everything that they have to do. So I got in there to my oncologist. My oncologist that was my oncologist had recently left, so this was a new oncologist. So when I went in, the oncologist was sitting there. He introduced himself. He's very solemn, not friendly, just like down to business, just stern, you know, stern face, you know, different personalities, totally different than the oncologist that I previously had, which was bubbly and friendly and all those things. But really it's not about friendship, is about getting down to business and being a good oncologist and just telling me what's best for me. So when I sat down, I noticed one thing that was strange to me was this dude's hand. He was holding his paper and his hands were shaking. And I'm like, what, Jesus? Why that man's hands shaking like that? So I'm looking at him and we're talking and stuff. And he says, so I want to talk about your blood work. By then, I'm distracted by those shaking hands because I'm like, this dude's hands shaking like this. He getting ready to give me some bad news. So he goes on to talk about my blood work and the number that was elevated. And I'm like, you know, I'm listening. And he says, I said, so what that number being elevated, that particular, what does that mean? He was like, well, it's highly elevated, which means that your cancer has metastasized to your liver or your bones or possibly both, and we're going to have to do further testing. So I'm sitting there looking at this dude. He's shaking by the end. I'm shaking. So I said to him, no. He said, excuse me? I said, no, you're not doing anything else. Now, let me just say this. I had been coming to the Cancer Treatment Center since the beginning. I had never, ever told them, no, I would not follow the protocol or do what they wanted. So then he was like, well, you know, Ms. Bright, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to. I said, no, I'm not doing it. And then I said, let me do this. I'll come back. I said, I have an appointment coming up with my Emory doctor, and I'll get her to run more tests. And if the numbers are still elevated, I'll come back. So he didn't like that. So I left. So when I got in the car, you know, it was a deep sigh. And I was like, why did I just do that? Why did I leave? I've never done that. But the Lord gave me peace and told me, go ahead and leave. Long story short, January the 9th, they called me. They said, you got to come back. I said, okay. So I had prayed about it and, you know, kind of prepared myself because anyone that's been through cancer, it's a process. You have to prepare your mind. You have to gather your bearings because going through these treatments and stuff you have to go through, it's a lot. It's a lot. Whether you're a believer or not, it's a lot because we're just fleshly beings. So I went to my, long story short, I went to my appointment, and the first thing I noticed when I went in to meet the I got to tell this, and I'm going to keep it short. So when you get there, they give you this armband and they give you this paperwork. So they gave me the armband, gave me the paperwork. So I said, and I noticed everything, I guess because I'd be on high alert when I'm at the cancer treatment center. The lady that gave me the paperwork, she had this solemn look. She was like, oh, this is a better day. I'm like, why this woman looking at me so sad? I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go again. So I went and I sat down and I read my paperwork, and it said that you are being prepped for a CT scan with contrast. There are some issues. We're going to admit you into the hospital after that. And after we do that, we're going to prepare you for the pain, and we're going to do further surveillance the next day. I'm like, what is this? I just came down here by myself. Nobody told me about a CT scan. So the Lord was like, look at that paper again. I looked at the paper, and she had given me another patient's information. So I went back to the lady, and I said, excuse me, this is not me. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was like, I need to write paperwork. So then she gave me the paperwork. She had given me another patient, okay? But there's more to that part of it. So then she gave me the right paperwork, and I said, okay, this is more in line with what I'm getting done today and definitely not getting admitted into the hospital. So I go in to meet my oncologist, and Shaky is not there. So the lady came in, and I said, where's that Shaky dude? She's like, what Shaky dude? I said, the oncologist with the shaky hands. She's like, well, he's no longer your oncologist. He's no longer here. I said, really? She said, no. She said, Dr. Rich is your oncologist. Long story short, I said, I just want to get to the blood work. I said, because when I was here, I couldn't even remember the oncologist's name. I said, when I was here and I met with the last oncologist, the shaky dude, I said, he was giving me this news. I said, so I need to know what my blood work looks like now and, you know, what my next action plan will be and what I'm going to have to do. He looks at me and says, what are you talking about? I said, my blood work. Last time I was here, it wasn't good. And she said, you got the best blood work I've seen all day. I said, what you say? She said, you have the best blood work I've seen all day. And I said, can I slide over there with you? So she's like, yeah. So she pulled up the last, and she pulled up the other blood work. Now, anybody that knows, when you're getting testing, the numbers that are elevated are in red, okay? She pulled it up side by side. She said, this. The numbers, there were no red numbers, y'all. There were no red numbers. And she was like, if this number that was of great concern, she said, you're good. She said, I don't know what you did. She said, but you're good. It was over the hundreds. It was down to 83 in normal range. I said, I didn't do it. God did it. And she was like, well, yes, he did. I said, yes, he did. So my numbers were normal. My results were good. And I was like, look, when I came outside, it was like the birds were singing extra loud because I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. But let me tell you, the next morning, what the Lord convicted me of, and I'm done. What the Lord convicted me of is you got good news. But what about the girl Shakira whose paperwork you got? You didn't even pray for her. I said, Lord, have mercy. I immediately went into prayer for that young lady that her results, the same thing God did for me, he would do for her. And I'm saying that to say, I want to just say my tagline for 2023. I said, thank you, God. And my new tagline for 2023 ain't about me. Okay? 2023 ain't about me. And that's what the Lord had laid on my heart. And and the devil knew I had this testimony this morning, because when I looked at my phone, I jumped up. I've never overslept for Dr. Jesse's show. And I woke up like, looked at my text message. I had overslept, but I just wanted to share my testimony because we serve a God that is the same God that was in the Old Testament, okay? He's still in the miracle working business. He's still in the healing business, and that's my testimony. I'm glad Shaky's gone, wherever he's gone, because, you know, let me rephrase that. That man was just doing his job, and maybe he just had shaky hands. But God is indeed good, and I'm 55 and alive and healthy and well in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Sister Shannon Bright. You never cease to amaze me, and I'm certain others on this program as well, because I mean, you made it through both the seas, and I can relate to you. I'm also a survivor, and every morning is a gift, and I'm in my seventh year of surviving, and I thank God. And every, you know, it's like God, I'm going to give you back. I'm going to do whatever I can, you know, just because I love you, God. And so I know what you're saying here. And it's coming to my spirit to have you be our guest speaker in 2 weeks if you're available. And the title will be The Power in Trusting God. The Power in Trusting God. Sister Shannon Bright, I know that you're a button speaker. You're always ready because God is impressed. I can tell when people are just ready. So I'm calling you out there already in 2 weeks. You'll be our featured speaker. That's not me. That's just, I felt it came through the Spirit. So Sister Shannon Bright, you take that up with God if it's not okay.
Amen. I'm here.
Okay.
I will be here.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for a powerful testimony. I mean, listen, it's like only God has the final word on anything that we do, anything that we're dealing with, and all things work together for the good of those who what? Love the Lord. All right, and are called by his name. We're going to get ready now as we're running out of time. We want to give our speaker this morning enough time for the message this morning, and we're going to have our next, I believe we're going to have our next miracle prayer. So we're going to open up the phone lines again, and we'll take about three requests here. This is Miracle Prayer Day, you all. So if you're in line for, you want a miracle, I mean trusting God for that miracle because he's still in that miracle working business. And Port Rosette is going to be coming on again this morning. She gave a testimony earlier. So give her your name, speak clearly, and your prayer requests. And also the name of a person if you're interceding for that person's name. Port Rosette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines this morning. We're going to also ask that you we're going to open up the phone lines now to give the people an opportunity. All right, you may want to, if you got noise in the background and you don't have a prayer request, please be so kind to mute your phone.
Good morning.
This is Shannon Bright. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning. Look, I wanted to get these prayer requests in. I have four names that I want to give, and the title of Miracle Working is exactly what I need for these four people. The first one, her name is Sharon. She's
Sharon.
In the hospital. Uh-huh. Sharon. My
mm-hmm.
friend Sharon. She's in the hospital right now with pneumonia and not doing well.
Okay, I got that.
The next
Sharon.
Name is Nancy.
Nancy.
She's in the hospital with cancer right now. They've given her a time and not doing well.
Okay, I have that, Nancy.
And the next name is Dana. She's recently diagnosed with cancer, just went to MD Anderson. They told her it spread.
Recently diagnosed with cancer and has spread.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sharon, Nancy, Dana. I forgot the other one. Well, God knows, and that other one that I forgot.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to ask a prayer for my friend and sister Thais. Her name is Thais. And she was in Holy Devil. It's pronounced Thais, and it's spelled Thais. I'm praying for her and her unborn baby, Ethan. She was on her way to the vacation, but the doctor called them and told them something is wrong with their baby. And on Tuesday, they're going for an emergency appointment. So I'm praying for her and for the baby, that this is her first baby. And I'm praying for my daughter, Rema, asking God to anoint her frontal lobe and just to restore her whatever trauma that she's going through with the loss of her dad, that he will heal her and that she will come back to, you know, her senses. And praying for my daughter and her husband, Alana, and David and their family. My son Aaron and his family, him and his wife, Amber, that they will see their need of Christ. And my granddaughter, Ayana, and my son, Alistair, who will be in prison bars.
Okay. Tell me your name again.
My name is Norma.
Norma. Okay. So I will keep you and your family, your family in prayer, like you said.
Thank you.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
I wanted Good morning. To just ask a prayer request for Calvin. He is my father. His prayer request is because he's ill this morning. He has a cold and a flu, which may not sound like much, but he is 95 years old, so it is hitting him a little different than it would someone who is a little younger. He just came out of the hospital. That in itself was a miracle, but he is in the balance of deciding at this age whether to give his life to Christ. And I believe there has just been successive sickness after sickness that has been influencing and maybe even disheartening his choice. If you could just give his prayer just for his soul salvation, but also for the recovery from the flu. He's been up 2 nights in a row coughing. He is on antibiotics, and we're just looking for God's healing hand.
Yes, yes. So I will keep your dad, Calvin, who's 95, in prayer, special prayer. Especially for his soul salvation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, hi, this is Sister Marjorie. I'm calling for about my nephew. Last month he lost 2 of his children, and one was on life support, and they just took him off life support a few days ago. So now he lost 2 of his children. His name is Raheen. Please keep him in prayer. And another little boy is from a burn. It was in a fire. So keep LJ, another little boy, in prayer. And also, he's suffering. He's fighting for his life from the fire also. That happened last month. And then please keep Stephanie. Her name is Stephanie. My grandniece's mom. Keep her in prayer for me also. She was diagnosed with cancer, and now they said it went to her brain. So, and please keep everyone in Radio Land in prayer. Thank you. And my family. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Good morning. This is Jude. I'm just sending out a prayer request for a friend of mine, Yolanda, and her mom. Yolanda is caring for her mom.
Yolanda.
Yes, she's caring for her mom. So her mom is ill. If you could keep her in prayer so that she can be able to have the strength to care for her mom, as her mom is, the doctors are saying that her mom doesn't have much time. So keep her and her mom and her family in prayer. And that's my
question. Okay, will do. Will do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go with those names for now. I'm going to go with those for now, and then merciful, loving Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that we can come realizing, Lord, that you were willing to give your one and only Son, Lord. You know, Lord, that I have just one son, and I know how hard it is when different things are going on with that one son. And so I know, Lord, that you gave your best, you gave your all. And so, Lord, I'm coming now, and I'm presenting different prayer requests. But first of all, Lord, I want to just thank you, Lord, for life, for strength. I want to thank you, Lord, for your traveling mercies. I know that as my friend Michelle and I traveled to Jacksonville to and fro, we saw different accidents along the way and even prayed for some of the people that we saw that were on the side of the road. But we're so grateful, Lord, for your mercies that are new every morning. And so I want to thank you, Lord, for people that are bringing people to you, Lord, and asking you, Lord, to intervene in different situations that are going on, whether it's for healing physically. And we know, Lord, that you said that you want us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers, Lord. And so this morning I'm presenting to you Sharon, Nancy, Dana, and also another person who Shannon couldn't remember at the time, Lord. You know all about them, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that you will anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I come, Lord, claiming the merits of the blood of Jesus in their lives. And I ask you, Lord, to help them to accept you as Lord and Savior above everything, Lord, because we know, Lord, that if they place their life in your hands, Lord, that no matter what the outcome is, eternal life is even greater, Lord. But we ask you, Lord, to work in a mighty way in their lives so that they will be at peace with you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I bring Norma's request to you. She's thinking about a friend whose unborn baby is in danger now, and they're about to do emergency surgery. Lord, I pray that you will bless the doctors with wisdom. Be with this mom in a special way as she's going through this. I know you've promised to never leave us or forsake us, and so I pray that you will be there, Lord. Help her to feel your Holy Spirit and to know that she can trust you to see her through. I'm praying a special prayer for her children, especially Rima, who's grieving because of the loss of her dad, and her son and family and other children. Lord, I pray that you will bring them, draw them close to you, Lord, and help them to know that you love and care about them. I want to pray a special prayer for Brother Calvin, Lord, Calvin Sanderson. You know all about him. And I know, Lord, that you are calling him closer to you, and pray that you will continue to allow him to see. I know when I was there and he testified the miracle of how God brought him through, it was like he saw like a vision, Lord, from you, and how the doctor knew just what to do for him to be restored. And so I'm praying, Lord, that he'll understand, Lord, that you are that doctor Jesus, Lord, the great physician, and that you are able to heal us, Lord, and help us in every way possible. I pray that you'll make it plain to him, Lord, all that you've done to save him. Bring it to his mind, Lord, just his whole life and each time that you brought him through, Lord, so that he'll realize that nobody else could do it but you. I'm praying, Lord, in a special way that he'll understand that you loved him so much that you were willing to leave everything in heaven to make sure that he could be saved in your kingdom. Oh, Lord, I'm praying a special prayer for Marjorie and her family. I pray that you will continue to comfort her nephew and heal his broken heart, Lord, and just comfort him daily because, you know, Lord, it's not easy to lose your children. It's, and several children now, Lord, the third child, oh, have mercy, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with the other one who's trying to hang on. LJ, oh, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will work out your will, Lord, and continue to heal and help in every way possible. Praying for Stephanie, grandniece, mom, with whatever is going on, Lord, I pray that you will be there, be the great physician, be the comforter and healer, Lord. Also, Lord, Jude wants a special prayer for Yolanda and her mom, and as she's caretaking, Lord, I pray that you will strengthen her and give her the help that she needs, Lord, and times when she needs a break, help her to be able to get that and continue to heal her mom according to your will. We know, Lord, that you have good plans for us, plans to prosper us. And so we ask you, Lord, to just work in every one of these situations. And we'll be so happy, Lord, to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. We come in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, wow. Thank you, Port Rosette, for such a beautiful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Calvin, I'm going to ask that all of us today, all of us that are on this line, pray for Mr. Calvin. Because I thought I heard the young lady say, I believe it's his daughter, he's contemplating giving his life to Christ. So, I mean, that is so important, and we all know that. And so I'm asking all of us on this line, and even those of you all that have prayer lines that you do every morning, to keep him in your prayers. And anyone who knows him, if it's his daughter online, please call me today, and let's do a conference call with him, not for preaching purposes, but just to show him God's love and for how much God loves him. So all of us today, you know, throughout the day, let's pray for him especially. You know, when we talk about soul salvation, that's what it's all about. So anyone who knows him or the family, please give him my number, and we can talk with him today. And if there's others who know him, any of you all, just let's encourage him, not through condemnation, but just encourage him and the family, because this is very powerful. This is more powerful than anything. So if we would do that today, to keep him in prayer, and if anyone can reach out just to show love, who knows him, and also I'm asking anyone who has my number to give it to him and the family, we can conference today. We will not put it off for tomorrow, but today. All right, thank you so very much, Port Rosette, for that beautiful prayer. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. All right, we're going to go now. We're running out of time. We're going to go now to Elder Jude, who will give us his brief testimony, and then this will be followed by one last prayer warrior for today, Sister Shannon Bright, who will be bringing us, she will be our third and final prayer warrior for today. And Sister Bright, when you do come on, pray for the speaker of the hour, Pastor Castile Rowe, who, even though we may have differences in the days that we worship, but we're still serving the same God. We're serving the same God, and the introduction of our speaker will be coming on by Sister Marjorie Cross momentarily. All right, so we're going to get to Elder Jude, who will now give us a brief testimony, and we're so grateful to have him online this morning. Elder Jude.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say, first of all, I thank for God waking me up this morning, seemingly in my right mind. It's such a blessing to be in the land of the living every day and to witness the things that God has for us on the daily. My testimony, I don't feel is a grand testimony, but it's one that I want to share, because I know that I found more and more that God always makes a way out of no way. When we think that, you know, the least of the things that we could think, God just does it. God does it for us. Just this week, every day I find that God is doing something for me, and it just never ceases to amaze me. But just this week, I found that I found that my rent was going to be raised on me, and there was a small note of concern, but the very next day, when I went to work, I just found myself getting overtime throughout the week. Every single day, you know, God was providing me with more and more work, you know, and I just said to myself, wow. Wow, what a mighty God we serve. He's so awesome. I mean, in my time of need, he always provides. And that's always been the case. And so I find myself saying, you know, I can always depend and lean on God. I just want to remind you that you can always depend on lean on God. You don't have to worry. Also, this week I find myself waking up late for work. But somehow I made it to work on time to clock in, get on the clock, and that very same day find myself making an abundance of overtime. Like I told you, my rent was raised on me. And, you know, for me, instead of worrying, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay? You know, because I still have my car note. I still have storage. I still have this. I still have that insurance. And for me, I'm still like, this is a fresh start in a fresh city. And I just know that I just want to remind you all that God is a provider. And when you need him, he's always on time. Why? Because he's an on-time God. So let's thank God for the least of these. For life, for health, for strength, for being a provider. I'm thankful to God for being all those and more. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Jude, for that. God is a provider. He's a provider. This time, in keeping with our program, we're going to go right on over to Sister Shannon Bright. We're going to open up the phone lines again. For those of you all who have a special prayer request, to get your prayer requests in, at this time. And Sister Bright, I'm going to ask that you pray once again for the speaker of the hour, Pastor Castile Rowe, that we will be deeply inspired to move to do God's work, because as our theme today is your success is in your obedience and sacrifice. You know, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? And we need to search our hearts today, and each one of us need to be mindful of that. So we're going to open up the phone lines now. If you have noise in your background, please be so kind to mute your phone, because it comes right into this studio and we don't want any distractions, especially when we're going into prayer. All right, Sister Bright.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jeanette. I would like you to pray for our traveling mercy for me and my daughter and my granddaughter as we take her back to college in New Orleans this morning.
Amen.
Her name is Kennedy, my granddaughter.
My name is Lorenzo. I want you to pray for a friend of mine named Alfonso. He lives back in Raleigh, North Carolina. I talked with him about an hour, like a month ago. He's living in a tent now, and he's lost everything because of drugs. And so when I was talking to him, I told him I was going to get back to him, but I've been on the road. And I gave him the number to Dr. Walker Show and some pamphlets for him to read and stuff like that. I was just trying to worry about, because he don't have a phone, he don't have anything, and it looked like he was on the the verge of despair, but when I started talking to him, it seemed like he was coming out of him. We hugged and cried together, and I just want you to say a special prayer for him.
Good morning. I am Brother Laidlaw, and I am requesting prayer for my family, but particularly for my daughter. Her name is Genesis. She is an amazing little preacher, and she has a ministry. But quite recently, we have seen where the enemy is trying to get at her. There have been changes in attitudes and everything. So I am just asking for prayer that she will be covered under the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, we're going to go with those. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
We're going to keep it open, Ms. Shannon, until those can get their prayer requests in, if you don't mind. We'll just extend it a little longer because you're the last prayer warrior for the day. So if there are others, please speak up at this time, please.
Good morning.
Go ahead. This is Sister Lewis. Just pray for Sister Thompson. Sister Thompson had brain surgery, and she was doing so good. She went to rehab, and then they found out that she has pulmonary embolism, clot in the lungs. So send up a prayer for Sister Linda Thompson. Praise God.
Morning again. My name is Norma. I'm praying for my friend Kimberly, who haven't heard from her son Reggie in like 3 months, and she doesn't know where he is. So I'm praying that Reggie, that he will call his mom soon. And a brother of my own lost his son 2 days ago in a fire. So I'm praying for that family.
Can I get a name for that family, if it's a last name?
No, I don't have a last name, but my the brother name is Tony.
Tony, okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Augustine. I would like to lift up families, broken families, my family in particular. Haven't heard from them. And also would like to have prayer for my friend Bojean, who had a stroke. And also for a friend of mine named Gary. He had a stroke and he's still recuperating from the stroke.
I missed that second name, so I got your family and I got Gary. What was the other name?
Vojean. It's V-O-Y-J-A-J-E-A-N.
This is Brother Ben Floyd calling. I just want to ask for prayer for my family. My brother-in-law passed away at 50 years old. His name is Tony Richardson. And young man who's just seemingly had a great life ahead of him, but God saw differently. So keep the Richardson family in prayer, the brothers and sisters.
Okay, if there are no other requests, we're going to move forward with these. Father God, Lord, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are God and there is no one like you. Lord, we thank you because you said in your word that you change not. Lord, you said in your word that you are the same today, yesterday, and forever. Because you are such a good God, and because of the God you are, we feel confident when we kneel before your throne and when we pray and we make our requests known that you hear us, because you said in your word that you would incline your ear to hear us, God. You said in your word, anything that concerns us concerns you. Lord, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not.
So, God, this morning, and we are petitioning your throne. Lord, the requests are many. And the request that we're getting ready to pray for is nothing in comparison to how many things we have that we need to pray for. But, Lord, we are so thankful that we serve a God that hears our prayer. I want to lift up Pastor Rowe. I ask that you anoint Pastor Rowe. I ask that you plead the blood of Jesus over Pastor Rowe and the family, oh God, that you just have your way in Pastor Rowe's life and bless the words of his mouth today. Lord, I lift up Jeanette as they ask her for safe traveling mercies for our sister Jeanette as she's taking her granddaughter Kennedy back to school. I ask that you put a hedge of protection around that car, that nothing that the enemy attempts to do prosper. Lord, I ask that you bless the children, Lord. We know that these are some times where we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So I plead the blood of Jesus over her children, her grandchildren, all the children and grandchildren on this line, Lord, because we know that we are in the last days and Satan is just seeking whom he shall devour, God. Lord, I lift up Brother Lorenzo. I ask that you give him the desires of his heart as he did not answer anything for himself. I ask that you be with Alonzo. Lord, I know that he is in the clutches of the enemy, Lord, that addiction is a stronghold, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you be with Brother Alonzo, Lord. I ask that this day that his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears will be open, Lord, to hear, thus saith the Lord. Lord, I ask that you be with him and guide him and lead him back to you. Lord, I lift up Brother Letlow in a special way. He is asking for prayer for Genesis, Lord. Lord, Genesis has the gift of the anointing that you have given her, Lord, and we know that that makes the enemy very, very angry. So, Lord, I ask whatever the enemy is attempting to do to change her spirit, to draw her away from you, we rebuke that right now in Jesus' name and bring her close to you so that she will be a child of God that will do what you would have her to do, God. Lord, I lift up my Grandma Lewis this morning, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I ask that you keep her in optimal health, Lord. I ask that you be with each and every member of her family, God. Lord, Grandma Lewis is always, always praying and interceding on the behalf of someone else. Lord, she brings Sister Thompson, Lord, that the cancer has spread, Lord. Lord, we know that no diagnosis is too hard for you, God. So we trust you with our whole heart for healing, Lord. As I was listening to a sermon this week, Lord, and he said, we as Christians, we need to pray boldly and know that we have the authority through Jesus and to ask for healing, and it shall be done. So, Lord, help us with that, God. Lord, I lift up Kimberly, Lord. Her son, Reggie, is missing. Oh, that weighs so heavy on my heart, oh, God, because I, too, only have one son, Lord. But, Lord, you know where Reggie is, God. Lord, I ask that whatever is going on, that you break the curse of the enemy and you bring Reggie back to his mother, Lord, and bring him back in his right mind and healthy, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over him wherever he is. Let him have no peace wherever he is until he comes back to his mother, Lord. And whatever hold the enemy may have, Lord, we ask that you break it in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift up the Tony family, Lord. Lord, it's so many things that are going on that we need to pray for, so much death, so much sickness, Lord. Lord, I ask that you be with the Tony family, God. Lord, I ask that you give them only what you can give them, Lord, which is everything that they need, oh, God. Lord, I lift up Sister Augustine, Lord, as she is praying for the family, Lord, to be closer. Lord, we know how the enemy comes in, and he wants to destroy families. Anything that God has blessed and that God has created, the enemy wants to destroy that. So I just rebuke the devourer and ask that the Augustine family realize the importance of family and drawing closer. And Lord, I ask that whatever needs to be done, Lord, that you prick and soften hearts, turn hearts of stone to fleshy hearts, God. I lift up Gary and I lift up Gojean, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, God. I am so thankful that, Lord, anything that we forget, Lord, you forget nothing, God. Lord, I lift up Brother Bedford in a special way that has come to the line, asking for prayer for the Richardson family that has lost their brother-in-law. Lord, we know as long as we're in this world, we will, I mean, there'll be good times and there'll be bad times, but Lord, because of sin, Lord, it just seems like as time is approaching, your soon coming is many, many more sad times than happy times, God. But Lord, you know what you're doing, and we can't tell you what to do. And one thing is true, that your word is clear and your word is true, and everything that you have said will come to pass. So Lord, above all things, give us the strength to endure. And only those that endure to the end will make it, God. So help us, because this is a rough road. A lot of us are climbing up the rough side of the mountain, God, but we know that you are there with us. And, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. And, Lord, you are a good God, and your mercy endure forever and ever. And we thank you, we honor you, we praise you for what you have done and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Shannon Bright, thank you so very much for that powerful prayer. Before you call, he has already answered. Brother Lorenzo, I got a phone call while we were doing the prayer request, and there's a gentleman in North Carolina. Brother Lorenzo, give me a call about your friend. This gentleman wanted to come online, but he wasn't able to get in. And he asked that he wants you to have his number. So give me a call after the show because he wants to be able to reach out to your friend over there in North Carolina. He lives in this part. He lives in North Carolina. So he asked that he wants your number. So call me after the show, and we'll go from there. All right, at this time, I just want to make sure. Brother Lorenzo, did you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Call me after the show, please. All right, now as we continue with our program, we're just about out of time here. We're going to have the introduction of speaker by Sister Marjorie Cross, followed by special music, and the next voice you'll hear after the introduction and special music will be that of Pastor Castillo Rowe, the man, servant of God. This time we're going to bring Sister Marjorie in to give the introduction, and then that will be followed by Brother Laidlow to give special music and music song of meditation, and then followed by Pastor Castillo Rowe. Sister Marjorie Cross.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Walker, Pastor Rowe, Principal LeBron, hope you feel better soon, and everyone on this Miracle Prayer Day. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm one of the sponsors on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. And I would like to present to you Pastor Castillo Rowe Jr. He lives in North Carolina. Okay. He's a very dear friend of mine, almost 2 years now. We are in several business together. And he's also a part of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show over 1 year now. I invited him to the show, and he's been a very active participant in the show, and he's also one of the co-hosts. He likes to help out financially and otherwise. He's a pastor for over 43 years, and he's a loving father and also a loving grandfather. He spent over 1 year in the Army and over 20 years in the Marine Corps, where he was a drill sergeant and a commanding officer for years. He loves to help people. He has his own help ministry, helping less fortunate ministry, and also he contributes to a lot of other ministries. So we pray together every day. He helps with me. He prays with me every day. We talk, and he gives me a lot of emotional support in the time of my grief with my sister and my grandnephew and everybody, and also spiritual support. And I would like to introduce to you again the speaker of the hour, none other than my very dear special friend, Pastor Castillo Rowe Jr. Let us welcome him and thank you. Back to you, Dr. Walker, Pastor Rowe.
Good morning again and happy Sabbath. Beloved hymn that
I'm sure everyone knows, and if you join in with me, I know that you will be blessed. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us and with all who will trust and go away. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but its smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And in fellowship we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Yes, this is Castell Roll, and it's just great to be on the show today. And I'll say, you know, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I just want to thank Sister Marjorie Cross for that introduction, and I want to thank Dr. Jesse Walker for having invited me to say a few words of encouragement. The thing that I'm going to talk to you shortly about is that our success is in our obedience and sacrifice. Notice I said obedience and sacrifice. And of course, if I had to give a topic to this, to my little talk that I'm going to share with you today, would be the consequences of disobedience. Of course, we want to be obedient, and as we started the show, Dr. Ritchie had mentioned a scripture where our Lord gave up His life. He gave up His self. He gave up his place in heaven so that he could be with us. And but the question is, what are we willing to sacrifice? And of course, I want to mention to Brother Nigel, I really appreciate the song. It was very, very inspirational to me. But there, the question is, you know, we talk about obedience, but what happens when we are disobedient? You know, there are consequences to being obedient. And I believe that we started the year off the 1st of January talking about disobedience. And one of the areas that we talked about was remember Lot's wife. You know, God had told her to get out of the city and to go forth, you know, toward the mountains and not look back, you know, to go forth. But she was disobedient. And, of course, we know what happened to her. She became a pillar of salt. And, of course, we have the story about Moses. When God had spoke to him, Moses was a great man in the Old Testament, you know. But whether you're great or not great, you know, when we are disobedient, it brings about certain consequences. And the people were very, very thirsty. They wanted water, you know. And God told him specifically to speak to the rock, but he did not speak to the rock, but he smote the rock, you know, in a very harsh way. And but there were consequences when he didn't do things exactly as the Lord had mentioned to him. You know, he was not able to go into that promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. He could only look over into it, you know. But there is a consequence. And I believe Dr. Walker had mentioned on yesterday, you know, about Jonah. You know, God gave him specific instructions. Like God has given us instructions today, the question is, are we going to be obedient or disobedient? You know, when God had told him to go to that wicked city of Nineveh and, you know, preach the word, because a lot was going on that was against God. But he refused to go. He had his own selfish attitudes. And, of course, we know what happened, you know. God, he went back on the ship, and a great storm came, and he was thrown into the water, but it was a big fish. The Bible said a big fish that swallowed him up, you know. And but God was merciful, you know. He had a fish to swallow him, but he went through some changes for 3 days, and God caused the big fish to spit him out. Well, after that experience, Jonah got himself together. God told him to go back to that city. I mean, he made a 3-day journey in a very, very short period of time. He became obedient. So God is speaking to us today for us to be obedient. And one reason that I'm on this show is because, of course, I was invited by Marjorie Cross, but gosh, when I got on the show, I caught the virus of the great work that Dr. Walker was doing to make a difference, to be a catalyst for change and to impact the world for Christ. And I caught on to that vision because it was a very vision that was sincere. And, of course, right now, it's my understanding that we are operating in 6 countries and we got others to come. But at a later time, we'll share those 6 countries with you. So Dr. Walker is a person that he has a vision. And scripture tells us, you know, why are we going to follow a person that doesn't have a vision? But he has a vision. And scripture tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. And but he has a vision of helping the less fortunate, you know, suffering humanity. You know, he was in Mexico, I believe, so about a year or so ago, and saw these children, you know, begging for bread and things. That really touched him hard. and really set his soul on fire to help these children. So in the vision that Dr. Walker has that have so much attracted me, and I know it's been a great blessing to Sister Marjorie, is to help suffering humanity. And there's so many ways that we can support and undergird basically what Dr. Walker is doing. We can do it with our prayers. We can do it with our testimonials, which has been so beautifully laid out today. Or we can do it with our finances. But I just want to say that when we think about what God has done for us, you know, he left his place in glory. He gave it up, gave it all for us, you know. And he has a mission. His mission was not so much back for himself, but to help others. And, of course, in Matthew, it tells us that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give up his life as a ransom for many. And so in this miracle prayer day, what is our purpose? Our purpose is to undergird, support Dr. Walker in our serving, you know, and in the best way that we can. It's, you know, it's not all about finances, but we undergird what he's doing with prayer and so on and so forth. And being so hungry to really reach out and make a difference, of course, and I had talked to Sister Marjorie, we're joining together for this month, the first month of January, and we're going to, along with our prayers and everything, is to undergird what Dr. Walker is doing for this first month of the year with $1,000, and we want to encourage and challenge everyone, do what you can. Do what you can, but he's doing a great work. And as I say, you know, stay on the wall, Dr. Walker, stay on the wall, because you got soldiers here that's willing to help you to make a difference in these different countries like Mexico, and we just got the Bahamas, and we got Haiti. And, of course, I know I've talked to you, and you got other countries along the way. But we don't want to just start today. We want to start yesterday to making a difference, being a catalyst for change and to impact a suffering world that desperately need change. And, of course, I want to just close out with one thing. You know, what we had, the Bible says that he'll be a lamp unto our feet and, of course, a light unto our path. And of course we'll find in Joshua 1:8, you know, do what the words say, you know, do what the Bible say, B-I-B-L-E. And that's basic instructions before leaving earth. And Dr. Walker had saying the things that we desire. We call it the ABCs of prayer. What is that? Ask, the B, believe, and the C, and the C, achieve, ABCs, claim, ask, believe, and claim. And I want to close out with this scripture, and I want us to keep it to our heart. Of course, where there's no vision, the people perish, and we won't perish because we're going to support Dr. Walker. But Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not part from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all, I say that again, to do all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So we want to have good success in 2022 by being an example, undergirding the great work that Dr. Walker is doing, continually praying, continually inviting others to this great show, and sharing, sharing, sharing. If you do these things, we will have a great and prosperous year. And Dr. Walker, thank you so much for having invited me to share. And all of those that have prayed and gave testimonies, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And one other thing I want to mention, we had talked about the person that was 90 plus years old that's suffering from cancer. Well, there's certain things out there that doctors don't want you to know, but they do have a cure that can really help you out with that. And if you would get back with Marjorie Cross, and she's always, you know, she'll give you her number. Of course, she's given it, which is 786-319-7223, and she'll share with you the product that they have that can really help a person that's experiencing cancer. So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak, Dr. Walker, on what we had just mentioned, being obedient, and our success is in following the word of the Lord. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you so very much, Pastor Rowe, for that timely message that people can support, not only financially, but they can. It's so important that their prayers are for the mission and prayers for the world, prayers for humanity. And as we mentioned earlier, we're so grateful for everything that everyone does on these programs. Even the smallest, what you might feel is a small, minute task, it's very powerful because it blesses the hearts of so many people as we have such a large group of followers that we're leading to Christ. And I commission all of us out here that we're ambassadors for Christ. The seventh country that we're picking up is the Philippines. So I made a pact with God that, you know, as he blesses, you know, this mission, that we will prove to be a blessing to others out there. So, Pastor Rowe, it's always an honor, a man who's a mentor to me. He's a powerful sponsor of this program as well, him along with Sister Marjorie Cross and others. And we just appreciate everything that you all do for this mission. I want to thank everyone on the program this morning. I'm just going to take a brief pause for a moment. We have the gentleman who was finally able to get in, Mr. Tyrone, actually Elder Tyrone Sanders. But we do have someone else, Pastor Ben Floyd, who will be doing the benediction. After Mr. Elder Tyrone Sanders gives a brief intro here, because he wants to reach out to Brother Lorenzo particularly, and he's going to give a very brief testimony. Elder Tyrone Sanders, if you would, you have about 2 minutes before we have to close the show out. Elder Sanders, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It was nothing but the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, had led me to be here this morning with you, Dr. Walker, and your wonderful program that you have here. And again, I heard the cry and to see whatever I can do to assist a young man who's in Raleigh, North Carolina. My program consists of prison ministries and going about touching those who are soon to be released from incarceration and to give them a second chance, as Jesus has given us a second chance in his wonderful life and how he represented himself here in this world. The young man who has a friend in North Carolina, please give me a call to see how we can help support him and his progress. That's what I have to say for you this morning. To each one, praise God and continue to look forward to his soon coming. Dr. Walker, you have my number, so have the gentleman to give me a call.
Yes, sir, we will do that. Elder Sanders, thank you so very much for coming on to the program and finding a way that you also can help. Every little bit counts, you all. Whatever we can do to prayer, changes things, as Pastor Rose said. So we want to be able to pray, and there are people who are being blessed by this mission. So invite them to these shows, and God has a work in place for all of us. So once again, thank you, Elder Sanders, for that timely intervention here. We're going to just do the final closing remarks. I want you to please mark your calendar for January 28th. It's 2 weeks from today, January 28th. Today was our Miracle Prayer Day program. In 2 weeks, it's an International Divine Intervention Day program. The difference between the two is we come on for the Miracle Prayer Day for miracles for our lives or the lives of others someone else. The International Divine Intervention Day purpose is we don't trust the affairs of man or what we're doing. So we're asking God to intervene into the affairs of humanity. We're saying, God, we can't do it. We're not getting it right here on earth. We're just not getting it right. So, Lord, we can't get it right, so we need you to intervene. That's what the International Divine Intervention Day program is asking God to intervene into the affairs of humanity, you know, because we're not getting it right. We just aren't. We don't get along with our fellow man. I mean, we got a lot of issues going on here that only a Savior can come in and intervene to lead us back to him, that he could only lead us back to him. So these things that we're praying for, these interventions, and, you know, they say that be careful what you pray for, be careful what you ask for, because it may come the way that we don't always want. But we have to trust God, and that's what Elder Shannon is going to be preaching to us, and the power in trusting God in 2 weeks. So, you know, we want to, you know, that we can accept his will. We will accept his will. So please, please, please mark your calendars. Please invite people to the show. Commit to yourself that you will at least invite at least one person to the show in 2 weeks, because they will need to hear that message. The power in trusting God, not ourselves, but the power in trusting God, that's where the power comes from. So mark your calendars for January 28th. If you want to participate on a program, do an opening scripture, even something you've never done before, but you're saying, God, I want to come and do something for you, because you can make a difference. You're a part of this mission. If you come on, you just read a scripture, you want to give a testimony, you want to pray, any little thing that you think is small becomes big in the sight of God. So having said that, I think we've covered it all. Please, I want to commission all of you all, please, once again, let's pray, all of us, for Brother Calvin. And someone give him and his family my number so we can conference today. But please pray for him, as I understood it to be that he's contemplating giving his life to Christ. So that is very, very important, you all. If you did nothing else today, please, please do that part. Pray for this man. Please pray for him as God leads him to this direction. All right, we're going to go now to once again thank everybody for your participation. We're out of time. We're going to now have our benediction. We're going to bring in Pastor Ben Floyd for the benediction. Pastor Floyd.
Good morning and happy, stupendous, soulful Sabbath. We thank you, Father, for this day that you've given us, the ability to be able to wake up to see your wonderful creations. You say your mercies are new every day. You say your grace is new every day. So we thank you for new mercies and new grace. Father God, we also thank you for the ability for each and every person on this line today to be able to touch one. You said touch one and reach one, and that's all you want us to do. We don't have to save the world. We just got to save one at a time. And if each one could touch one and reach one, we are doing the will of God. We also thank you, Father God, for giving us an example. The example is you. I woke up this morning with a song in my heart. It was simply this: I want to pattern my life after Jesus. If we follow the pattern of Jesus, which is a perfect pattern, he has been here and designed and showed us where we can be. If we could follow that pattern, it will lead us to holiness, and holiness will lead us directly to heaven. So thank you, Father, for sending a perfect pattern. Thank you for allowing us to line our lives up to be patterned after Jesus, that we may be able to endure. And as we endure,
do it, we become more stronger, we become more grateful, we become more powerful, and we will become more aligned with who you wanted us to be from the beginning. So thank you, Father God, for this wonderful show that Dr. Jesse has put together. Thank you for the power of praying. And when we pray for one another, we see results instantaneously, because corporate prayer is much, much stronger than just a single prayer. Not saying that a single prayer can't get through, but when you have a collective group of people who love one another, who are praying for a specific matter, we see instantaneous results. So thank you, Father, for the power of prayer. And thank you for each and every person who has the love for you to be here to share that love. Let our light so shine, because it is love, 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 love that will get us through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This concludes our program. Have a wonderful, blessed, sacred Sabbath, everyone. Shalom. Good day, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Great program. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rose, for that powerful sermon. And thanks, everyone, for your testimony and for your prayers. May God bless you all. Have a great day. Happy New Year again to everyone. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Walker. Have a great day, everyone. Keep safe, keep well. Thank you.